All right, baby. Let's do it. We have a couple of things this week. General Shaw is going to have to explain why he has left X. And Bob Green will explain why he's joined X. And then we also have Bob Green probably joined X to promote Fresh or Frozen, the famous Bob Green Thanksgiving bit that we repeat every Thanksgiving. It's like a tradition, yeah. Fresh or Frozen. So we'll be looking into that. And meantime, baby, we got a show to do here, too. It's an encore for today, Tuesday. I've been doing this yoga, man. Are you ready for that? I'm doing yoga. That's right. I'm doing these stretches. And the program that I'm using, which is a program called Mad Muscle, it's just an iPhone program, the narrator, the AI voice, loves to use all the yoga terms. Put your hands together in front of you in a namaste gesture. I don't know what the fuck a namaste gesture is. I know it's, you know, your hands together like you're praying. But I mean, it just kind of assumes, I know all these, you know, uteswana unabotutu, you know, these terms. And it bugs me because I'm not that smart. I'm not that smart, man. You dig? All right, baby. Let me see here. So November 2002 is what we're looking at in terms of the classic. Why don't we go ahead and pull that, if you'll pardon the expression. Yeah, General Shaw has left X. He said that all he does over there is vigorously spank it. And I can dig it. He doesn't have much to do over there. He's got no fucking real opinions about anything. The most interesting thing that I think he said was that he was breaking the speed limit on a regular basis during the pandemic because there were no cops out there, which basically is true. There were no fucking cops on the highway doing traffic control during the pandemic. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find one. I was rolling the freeways of the Los Angeles area on a regular fucking basis, and I didn't see shit. You know, I mean, really, there were no fucking cops. So we just took that and we ran with it. And, you know, basically General Shaw said, you know, there's no cops. So I'm doing 100 miles an hour between Palos Verdes and Ventura. I don't even know. How do you get from Palos Verdes to Ventura? You could do is PCH. PCH stops in Santa Monica someplace. Can you do? I'm gonna do that right now on MapQuest. I mean on Google Maps. Palos Verdes Estates to Ventura. How would you go? I mean, ordinarily, I would think you'd go the Harbor Freeway up to the 101 and then over. You know, in Palos Verdes Estates, Ventura starting point. Ventura. Let's do it, man. Let's see what this map tells me to do. So, yeah, it's exactly what I thought. You got to go up the harbor over to the 101. Preview. So, you're going over to the fucking 101, into downtown, right? And then taking it to, or is it the 405? Let me see. No, you take the 405. Never mind. But same diff. So you go down the 405, all the way down the 405, and then you get off on... if you pardon the expression, get off. I know, I'm just fucking around. You get off, is it Hawthorne? You get off on, what street is that, bitch? Hawthorne Boulevard. And you take Hawthorne straight ass to Del Amo, right? I know that, South Bay. My dad used to live down there. Go down Del Amo to Prospect. Take Prospect. So basically, you're kind of angling your ass in from the 405 and much the way, and then you get onto Palos Verdes Boulevard, and then you are there in Palos Verdes Estates. Now, Palos Verdes Estates sounds very regal, but it's there's a lot of condos down there and things like this. You know, it's not all, you know, flush. That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought. Let me reorient. How do I reorient? No, don't do that. How do you, there you go. Yeah, so it's the 405. It's not the... Why would you think it's the harbor, Phil? Because that's the way I used to go up. My sister Joanne lived in Palos Verdes, and I used to go up the Harbor Freeway to the 101 to get over to wherever the fuck I was going. Generally, just go straight up the harbor to Pasadena because that's where I lived. Then my dad and Ruth, they lived down in Palos Verdes Estates. And I had to do an interview once down there with the great George Allen, the football coach. I went down to his place. He lived in Palos Verdes. Same thing. But this trip, if you're coming in from Ventura, no, you don't go as far as the harbor. You stop at the 405. Your ass goes south on the 405. You get off on Hawthorne. Very interesting. Okay, very good. You get off on Hawthorne. You hang a left on Delamo. You go straight down Palace 40. You go straight down Prospect Avenue to Palos Verdes Boulevard, and you go right smack into it. Yeah. So I'm glad that my instincts have not failed me. Now, the one, the Pacific Coast Highway, the one, does indeed travel down into Santa Monica. And I think you pick it up on Lincoln. You get on the 101 a little bit, or no, you get on the 10 a little bit. Now you pick up the 101 in Ashland Marine Park. You go through. So that does go down to the 105, the highway, the PCH, or whatever the fuck they call it, California 1, does fucking go down to Palos Verdes Boulevard, and you can take that if you want. It's probably not the fastest route in the world, but conceivably, you can go from my house all the way down Pacific Coast Highway, through Malibu, through all this other shit, through Santa Monica, do a little kind of left-hand jag on the 10, and then cut off down the one again, all the fucking way down to Palos Verdes Estates. There's two. Now, that probably is not the fastest way, but you, at least if you want to do the surface street thing, the PCH is only scenic from like north of Ventura. Then it starts getting very scenic. You've got the ocean, you got the beautiful, you're hitting Santa Barbara and a lot of these very scenic towns, and then you're kind of going up a little bit. You're going up into the interior a little bit through Solvang and Lompoc. That's where Vandenberg Air Force Base is, or excuse me, Space Force Base. And what did we do in Lompoc? Yeah, we stopped and got some breakfast there once. We got kicked out of Vandenberg when we were kids because we fucked up, basically. Yeah, and then the one just, you hang a left at San Luis Obispo and you're off to Morro Bay, Harmony, Cambria, you know, San Simeon, then you're on your way up to Big Sur, Pfeiffer Big Sur State Park, and off you go. It's my favorite part of California, Big Sur. Maybe my favorite part of the whole goddamn country. I don't know. It's beautiful. Ocean and forest kind of jammed together in a interesting
juxtaposition. Yeah.
All right, I'm done. That's it. That's all I got. Let's do it. November 27. What's the date? 26th. Adam Age Vampire. Are you kidding me? No way. Phil's in South Florida, and on the show, he welcomes on Ted Bell. What are you doing, Phil? 2002, bitch, not 2022. The hell are you doing, man? The fuck are you doing, boy? 26th, yeah. Here we go. Phil starts out by talking about Italians and the Mafia in movies and TV, family album snapshots of Steve-O's Elk. Vernon Dozier comes on the program after he admitted to a drug treatment center. He doesn't have a drug problem, but was arrested for slapping his wife because at Thanksgiving dinner, no one was thanking him. Oh, boy. Well, let's do it, man. Hour two. Oh, shit. I gotta fucking mess with it. All right. If it ain't one thing, man, it's your mother. You ever heard that before? If it ain't one thing, it's your mother. Everything goes back to your mother. That's a psychologist's kind of joke, maybe a joke around these the psychology offices. It's your mom is the source of a lot of your fucking problems. I believe it. And with all due respect and great love for my mother, you know, I can trace a whole lot of shit back to her. Don't worry about it, man. All right. Now, where are we at? Okay, so we go to 2023. Yes, we will. I hear your voice, drops of rain. What's the date? 26th, right? Yeah. What's the price? 40 twice. What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the price? 40 twice. My father, that was his generation. He taught me that. We already did Ted Bell doing the Napoleonic Wars. Bobby and Steve Deal get people ready for the Wintertacular in January. We did that already. Did we not? Bobby and Steve Dooley. Wintertacular, January, Napoleonic Wars, Gloria and Casper, One Eye, Warlord, Bob Green, I'm Chef Carl Cedilia, Major Officer Balloonia, Oh, there it is.
There, oh, there it is. Yes, there it is indeed. They get people ready for the Wintertacular.
Jack Armstrong flies into Ventura from Minneapolis. All right, let's check out Jack Armstrong then for the World Cup. You're mine to love. I hear your voice. Drops of rain. You guys ever heard of Bugsy Maw? Probably there's not one fucking person listening to me right now that's ever heard of Bugsy Maw. Bugsy Maw played bass in the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, one of my favorite groups of all time. Anybody that knows me for any length of time, you know that that's true. Bugsy Maw played bass and sang. And he had a remarkable blues twang to his Nebraska voice. He was, I believe, a native of Nebraska and is a member of the Nebraska Blues Hall of Fame, if you can dig that, because Nebraska does have, I come to find out, a significant blues legacy. Some cats came from Nebraska that had made great contributions to blues. Bugsy Maw, I look him up online. I don't see a whole lot of people giving him love. I don't know that anybody really knows who he is, but he, I'll play you a Bugsy Maw song one of these days. Here's the most famous, well-known Bugsy Maw tune. I'm going to play it for you right now. I won't play the whole thing. I'll just play part of it. With the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. And Bugsy, I was only with the Butterfield Blues Band a very short time. A very short time. Here's Bugsy Maw.
My baby don't have to work. Don't have to rob and steal. My baby don't have to work. No, she don't have to rob and steal. She has a
And that's, by the way, that's Elvin Bishop on guitar there, Dave Sanborn, and a bunch of really good guys on horns, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. That's right after Mike Bloomfield left, and they got a horn section, and they became a big kind of a brass, not a big band, but, they definitely became a R&B band with trumpets and sax and stuff. But that was Bugsy Maw. I think he was a great, unique talent. And I don't know that when the Butterfield Blues Band got inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which they did, I don't know if Bugsy Maw was up there with them. I think that became a little bit of a controversy. He wasn't with the band for a long time. He was with the band for two albums. But Jesus Christ, was he great, in my opinion. And he was their bass player. And he played bass. Okay, enough of this shit. Now, where was I? What am I doing? I don't even know where I am anymore. I'm... Oh, Jack Armstrong. Okay, boom. Did we already do... Okay, What about the classic Jack? Huh? Jack? I wrote my baby a letter. Don't want no one to break the seal. November 20. 2002. Yeah. You know, these people, some people need, I just, every now and again, we don't want people to get lost, I don't think. They're really people that are really worthy of a second look at what they did and contributed. I think Bugsy Maw was terrific. All right, now. I think this is the one, right? Right here, where we have Vernon Dozier comes on the program, admitted drug treatment program. He slapped his wife. Not the funniest thing in the world, but Margaret gives out recipes, but you have to call her for her permission first. That's hour three. All right, so we've already downloaded that motherfucker, so let me just get back over here to this and do this and do this, and let's get this fucking thing on the road. I wrote my baby a letter. Don't want no one to break the seal. Wrote my baby letter. Don't want no one to break the seal. Okay. All right, good. I'm ready. Are you? Let's do it.